Ernestina Ortega and Diego Martinez opened Galleria Lincoln earlier this year, and then, well, let's just say a global pandemic occurred. And yet these two are showing us that with a little imagination, you can get stuff done around here. Here to talk about the goings-on at the gallery is Diego Martinez. Welcome to State of the Arts.
I appreciate you having us on the show. Thank you.
Well, it's been cool to see you guys pivot. I mean, you actually have a physical space, but you've kind of figured out some nuances already. And like, you've had a lot of stuff happening, lots of drive-through events and a cool mural addition. So I just wanted to like check in with you and kind of talk about that process. Or, you know, I mean, do you even remember what it felt like when it was like, oh, okay, we just opened, now what?
Yeah, so, you know, I remember being on your show and telling you, we're going to have shipping containers and artists. And so we just went into it really, just really eager, really excited. And I don't think it stopped. I think it's only been like a snowball effect for this community. More importantly, I think that's been the most interesting aspect, is how welcoming El Paso's been. It's really nice to feel appreciated. And during this pandemic, I feel like one of the things that we've been able to use to our advantage is, you know, there isn't the wine festival, there isn't Neon Desert, there isn't a lot of these events that are, you know, so there isn't a lot of things to write about, you know. So I feel like with having a space like this and something unique, full of life and full of art, it's been able to kind of generate media coverage, which has been crucial to any business. And it's also been teaming up with Old Sheepdog and, you know, having Tino right by my side, you know, and feeling like I can do anything because he's by my side, kind of thing. Like, maybe by myself, I'd be like, I don't know. But, you know, having someone that you trust and, you know, having a friend like him, it's been cool. So I think it's just been, it's been a natural growth. And I feel like we're continuously putting in work because, you know, we definitely are like a grassroots gallery. So we're going to keep growing as we go. And that's not going to stop. And so I feel like El Paso's been kind of in this like nutshell bubble with art. And I feel like everyone's just kind of been waiting for this industrial art thing to kind of happen here. And I feel like it finally is.
Yeah. And then you guys did a good job. So, I mean, I know you had Pilo show, who we're going to talk to him in the next half. And that got canceled because of, you know, pandemic. But you quickly did like a kind of more immersive outdoor situation. Will you talk about that?
Just by chance, you know, I'm a big believer that, you know, the universe puts things into place for you. So Laura Turon, amazing artist locally, she had her Paradox Pyramid in the container. And so we actually had a few more months because Bilo just being having a hard time bringing his pieces over from Juarez, we adapted and it worked out to our benefit. We set a few weeks to be closed and to put that time into building the pyramid and kind of building this Noah's Ark in a weird way. You know what I mean? We were just out there in the hot sun, not really with any expectations, but we just, you know, kind of having the philosophy of Laura and just trying to create moments in spaces and kind of having this portable installation. And it was just really magical. And it literally, you know, during the pandemic, we decided to shut down, but we did have a closing show and we were able to kind of open up again recently. So, you know, it set us back a few months, but thank God we're able to have this opportunity as, you know, as you see it affect the world. We feel very grateful, very, you know, very honored and kind of just humbled, you know. And so we just try to give as much as we've been receiving. And that's something that we plan on doing for a long time here.
Yeah, no, I thought it was really cool because last time if we take people back, last time we interacted with the Paradox Pyramid was at Chalk the Block. And then it hasn't been in another public place again. And there it was in your storage container. And you're like, well, why don't we bring this thing out?
It was one of those things, and having such a powerful piece in the pyramid and learning kind of so much from Lada's work ethic, I feel you're getting to kind of get a different feel for every artist that comes into your doors. And you know, and everything is growth right now. So I'm kind of just in a sponge mode where I'm just kind of soaking in every experience and just having the best time doing it. I really am just, you know, Tino and I have both been really positive and just staying optimistic during this time. You know, like everybody, we did have our moments, you know, and thoughts, and there was a lot of, you know, different questions, but you know, we've been able to kind of have some silver lining moments, and Tino's been able to create some really powerful murals, you know, that kind of brought a lot of people together and kind of have this, you know, idea that, you know, we do love El Paso, and kind of, you know, just putting that out there and more, putting more love into this community, I feel is really powerful. And I hope that it continues to, I feel like there's more people, you know, giving and doing giveaways and doing art drops and stuff like that too. And I also feel like, you know, we've been able to see more art articles and art news things on the news or whatever, you know, there's been more buzz about it. And we're really looking forward to this Futuro Dos show. It's, you know, it's been a long time coming, but, you know, Pilo's one of those artists that you walk into one of his rooms and you feel something. And, you know, this is very few artists that can do that. But I think El Paso's finally seeing, like, with Ayo, Laura, and Pilo, and more to come, you know, we can do this here. And it shows, like, there is power in what we do. And if we can continue to give hope to artists, you know, not to really think about leaving El Paso, but maybe bring, you know, other artists to this community as well. And so, yeah, we're just taking it day by day at the same time. You know, there's a lot of, like, so many moments in the future that you can think about. There's so many things that we're working on right now that we're excited about. But, you know, it'll come when it comes, and we just have to be patient. You know, it's really exciting.
That's what's really cool. Like, when we talked about your gallery not so long ago, you know, it was like, again, you know, this idea with, like, big ideas and all of this, but you talked about building that community, and you can see that right away. I mean, even if it's just you guys and the brewery across the street, I mean, you've had cars just all around the whole neighborhood coming, you know, to try the special editions of the beer and to check out what's going on at the gallery. I mean, it's this nice little beacon of light.
Yeah, I know you and Los Dos have put some lights up. Cassandro, but you know, him being so part of the community in Lincoln Park, and, you know, and also Tino having some stories with him, and my cousin directing a play at Riverside kind of based on some of his life, you know, I had this weird connection with him. So I saw him, I went up to him, I had him, and, you know, it was like I knew him my whole life. So we connected instantly, and you know, just kind of meeting. He's really humble, but, like, I was even telling him, like, you know, Cassandro, I guess, you know, it's just going to be, because it was raining, you know.
Yeah.
I told Cassandro, like, it's going to be a really intimate night, you know, let's just enjoy it. And he's like, intimate, you know. Like,
he's like, you don't know me.
And then he comes in and he was like, everyone was doubting me. I had Gus doubting me. I had this guy doubting me. And I'm like, oh, man, like, Cassandro is, he's the diva, dude. He's queen. Or he's king, you know, I don't know. He's just a mythical character, man. And getting to know him and kind of putting, like, this humanity aspect to him. You know, I was like, remember I was trying to carry his stuff up the stairs, and he's like, dude, I, like, wrestled with, you know what I mean? Like, bro, like I'm not, like, I've been beat up. And so, yeah, he had that effect. I had, when I first, like, kind of talked to him here, I went home and I ordered the Amazon movie, and I was watching The Vice, and then I watched the Fusen interview, and then I was watching all the other interviews, and then, you know, my wife was like, "Now you're really Cassandro obsessed," and my daughter's like, "Wow, Cassandro's like your best friend now." Well, you know, I was like that, like, just he's that charismatic, and so I can see how and why so many people love him, you know.
Yeah, and then, like, that's the exact spirit that we need right now, right? Like, nothing's going to beat you down. Like, you've been through the ringer, and guess what? You're still fabulous, right? Like, what isn't there to love?
And the thing he wanted to do was actually his seamstress of 25 years just passed away from COVID. Mm-hmm. And so that was we had some really intimate moments. And, you know, I think I cried with him a few times meeting him. And so, yeah, he's definitely, like, he feels and he knows how to express that. And it's so nice to meet someone like that, because, you know, so many people hold their feelings or don't want to, like, you know, show people that they really don't know, you know, so much. But we had that in common. We both like to talk a lot and share. And so it was nice. It was nice to kind of just vibe out with him, for sure.
Yeah. And then to know Cassandro is to love him, right? I mean, like, that's it. BFFs forever.
Yeah, dude.
So Futuro Dos is back, and we're going to talk to Pilo. But as far as you guys, when did you say, okay, we're comfortable with going forward with this? Like, what was your kind of metric for saying, all right, we can do this?
Man, well, so I think it kind of just happened where Tino had projects opening up. I had projects opening up, and Lara had her bus projects opening up. It was already like a month into the pyramid. And we just decided that it was, yeah, we needed to continue. We needed to just make it happen and stay with the course despite everything. It wasn't really too much of an issue, I guess, because when you know Bilo and you know what he's going to bring, it's like, dude. But I think also what happened was we had some, we're going to do something with Tom Lee in October. So it was like, we gotta hurry up and do it. And yeah, so it worked out and we were able, and everything's just kind of falling into place. So he should be up till the end of September. And it's a great show. I knew he was going to blow me away, but his pieces and just like his technique, it's like, it's crazy. So the fact that it's here, the fact that it's happening, you know, it's kind of like, all right, it's like a monkey off our back in a lot of ways. And we're just ready to just continue with the shows. We were booked for like 2 years going into it. So it's kind of like fixing a lot of like, all right, let's figure it out again.
So I have to ask you the safety question. What have you guys thought about how it's going to work, or what can we expect as people that visit?
So we're opening up an extra space across the street upstairs from the old Sheepdog, and then we're gonna have all patios. But yeah, we're limiting the amount of people inside. There's sanitation and cleaning, and it works out for somehow. Yeah, we're going into it with love. There's two ways to go at it. There's like a fearful way and there's a loving way. But you know, we're just really pushing like the, you know, social distancing, face masks, and just really being on it. And that's all we can do. I think we're all kind of over this pandemic. And we realize, you know, there isn't this major shutdown that's supposed to happen. And so what are we supposed to do? You know, we have to continue to live and continue to do what we have to do. So that's just what we're doing.
Yeah, just respect each other's space, wear your mask.
And you know, and just be cautious of others. And also just, you know, have a good time. And, you know, and it'll be open all month. So even if you don't want to go to the opening, we advise you to like come by during the week, 5 to 8, Tuesday through Thursday, and 4 to 9, Friday, Saturday, and check it out. You know what I mean? We will definitely, and the website's coming up. So it's actually in the works. So we'll have a virtual online shop as well. And you're going to have a virtual tour of the show coming soon. So you'll be able to check out the show from home. So we're going to meet all criterias. We're going to adapt to all people. And we're not forcing people to come because we don't want to, but we're also inviting people to, you know, check it out.
Yeah, just whatever your comfort level, you've got options.
For sure.
Very cool. Well, today my guest has been Diego Martinez from Galleria Lincoln, and we'll be back with Pilo and Diego to talk about the Futuro 2 show in just a minute. Thank you for coming to State of the Arts.